Hello, I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. Benjamin Britten was born on November 22nd, St. Cecilia's Day, in 1913. Cecilia is the patron saint of music, in charge of looking after musicians. Benjamin Britten came from Lowestoft, a town on the English seacoast. Britten's father was a dentist. The music came from his mother's side. She had a pretty voice and liked to hold concerts at their house. All the Britten children, Barbara, Bobby, Beth, and Benny, got music lessons, but Mrs. Britten was sure that Benny, or Benjamin, would be a musician when he grew up. Whenever people talked about the three B's of classical music, Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, she said Britten would be the fourth one. From the moment he started playing the piano, Britten knew he wanted to compose, too. As a child, Britten tried to compose by filling pages with dots and connecting them with long, curvy lines. It looked pretty, but it wasn't really playable. Then Britten started studying, first with composer Frank Bridge, and later at the Royal Conservatory of Music in London. In spite of the fact that everyone in his hometown thought it was pretty weird to want to be a composer, Britten decided that that was how he was going to make his living. The first job he got after graduating from the conservatory was writing music for documentary films, that is, movies about real life rather than fictional stories. He stayed with that job until 1939, when it was clear that England was going to go to war with Germany. Benjamin Britten was a pacifist. He didn't believe that countries should fight wars for any reason. So just before World War II broke out in Europe, he took an ocean liner to America. But Britten was just too British to stay in this country. In spite of the fact that World War II was still going on, after a couple of years, he went back to England. On board ship, on the way home, Britten wrote a choral piece that now gets performed every Christmas, A Ceremony of Carols. After World War II was over, the biggest opera company in England had a grand reopening and asked Benjamin Britten to write a new opera for it. Peter Grimes is about a fisherman from the same neck of the woods, or seashore, where Britten grew up. In Peter Grimes, Britten uses music to describe everything from a storm at sea to church bells on a Sunday morning. When Elizabeth II was crowned Queen of England, Buckingham Palace asked Benjamin Britten to compose an opera for the occasion. Gloriana is about the first Queen Elizabeth. In it, Britten wrote music imitating the kind of dances that were performed in Queen Elizabeth I's court in the 1600s. In addition to being a composer, Benjamin Britten was a conductor and an excellent pianist. Here he is at the keyboard accompanying his very close friend Peter Pears, the singer for whom he wrote all his juiciest opera roles. Then up spoke the sergeant one day at his drill. Now who's good for nursing a captain? He's ill.
love always did one.
And Benjamin Britten wrote some wonderful music for kids, including The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra and The Simple Symphony. That's the playful pizzicato from Benjamin Britten's Simple Symphony. Next time, I'll tell you what's happening in the rest of the Simple Symphony. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more classics for kids.